Homily 13, Rethinking Good Friday. My God, why have you forsaken me? During a doctoral seminar years ago, I was both surprised and disappointed when a priest, doctoral student, insisted that Jesus was crucified simply because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. However, in what way can history's central salvific event be an accident? As Jesus himself says, did not the Christ have to suffer these things and so enter into his glory? In addition, of all history's crucified victims, only the crucified Christ dominates its memory. Jesus' claim to be definitively inaugurating the kingdom of God, verified by his miraculous cures, exorcisms, raising Lazarus from the dead, as well as his predictions against the temple and the Jewish people, had made him a key enemy of Jewish authorities. Thus, they demanded that Pontius Pilate execute Jesus by crucifixion. Just as one of the goals of Nazi Germany was to turn the Jewish people into excrement, Roman crucifixion turned their worst enemies into excrement. And because the book of Deuteronomy proclaimed that he who hangs upon a tree is cursed, Jewish eyes would have viewed the crucified Christ as excrement cursed by God. The Romans had perfected the most gruesome form of execution ever invented. The Roman soldiers would have delighted in scourging a naked victim with whips that tore flesh from his back and buttocks, and then sexually abusing this Jewish circumcised prisoner throughout the night. Then, crowned with thorns and donning purple robe, Jesus the King would have been ridiculed, taunted, mocked, spit upon, a ritual of total infamy. Roman soldiers were highly skilled at driving the nails just close enough to the radial nerves to cause violent bolts of pain when the cross was lifted and whenever the victim attempted to move. Because the crucified could breathe only if he moved, thus intensifying his pain, in a sense, he killed himself by suffocation. Besides, the unspeakably thirsty crucified person was usually naked, unable to control bodily functions, tormented by carrion birds and insects, feasting on open wounds, all adding to his humiliation and suffering. This excruciation could last several days. Now, the crucified were purposely made a public spectacle, a billboard, a sign of warning. Don't mess with the Romans. Exposed to the full scorn of spectators, Jesus would have been subjected to their verbal abuse and to their throwing of whatever objects and filth were at hand. Death by crucifixion was so vile and horrendous that it was against the law to crucify a Roman citizen. Even the word was not uttered in public society. Because of the teaching in the book of Deuteronomy that he who hangs upon a tree is cursed, Jews would have found crucifixion even more abhorrent because of its association with God's curse. Christ crucified, a pitiable, twisted, contorted, shuddering of the God-man, a comic gargoyle, the suffering servant prophesied by Isaiah in Psalm 22, verse 6, I'm a worm and no man. Jesus' cry of dereliction on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me, indicates the depths of his suffering. Christianity's supreme paradox. The all-holy God-man is not only cursed by God, but in the words of the Apostle Paul, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. God curses the God-man. The God-man becomes sin. How the Apostle Paul and the early Christians must have been ridiculed when they preached a crucified Messiah. This is behind the Apostle Paul's strange words, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." In an excellent book on the life of Christ, Archbishop Alban Goodyear wrestled with the question of how Jesus' limited, finite sufferings were the source of the world's salvation. However, he focused only on Jesus' human, physical, and psychological sufferings. The crucifixion underscores that God himself not only suffered, bled, was tortured, and died for our sins, but also became sin itself. As the second century bishop, Melito of Sardis, proclaimed, "He was raised on the cross. He who fixed the heavens is fixed to the wood. God is murdered." This is not poetry. The Quran simply denies that Jesus was crucified, because the notion that God would have done something so atrocious to a great prophet is simply unthinkable. The Aztec king Montezuma asked the Spanish conquistador Cortes why the Son of God was sacrificed when he should have been the one to whom sacrifice was given. I applaud the pastor who upset his parishioners because he placed the statue of Jesus in an electric chair in the parish church. However, even the electric chair is a far cry from history's most vile and revolting instrument of death, the cross. Have we not domesticated the cross, made it routine, respectable? This subversive symbol is so paradoxical that Madonna uses it in her shows. Rock stars, celebrities, ordinary people wear and display it as non-religious jewelry. Although the Apostle Paul had encountered the risen Christ on the Damascus Road, he proclaims unashamedly that he wants to know only Christ crucified. Popular opinion notwithstanding, there is no genuine Christianity without the cross. Christ says it clearly, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me."